ומחול ראש השונה בייס גימו מסחילים יגיעים על השבוע של הפונו. הלוכי is that you say that the way you got to say סליחס 4 days before ראש השונה. And Shabura brings down a tam. Voi tam shekovo dalad yomim. The reason why they were kaveya 4 days, shekem otzina b'karbonis. You find by karbonis sheteunim biku mimun dalad yomim. Every carbon that you brought for the mizbeach needed to be checked over for 4 days that there was no mum on the carbon. And in all the kabbonos that we bring for Yomim Tovim, Parshas Pinchas, for Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, it says veikraftem. You got to bring a korban. Veikraftem oila, you bring a korban. But Rosh Hashanah doesn't say veikraftem. It says vasisem oila. You got to make an oila. It doesn't say the lashon of hakrova, bringing the korban up. Lelame says the Mishnah Berurah, shebarosh Hashanah yase odom atzmoi. A person has to make himself on Rosh Hashanah ki ilu makriv es atzmi, as if he bringing himself. V'lachem kovu dalad yomim, therefore Chazal will kaveya 4 days before Rosh Hashanah levake, to check out all the mumim of the chatos of what you're bringing. You're bringing yourself on Rosh Hashanah. Lo shuvalim to do tshuva. That means people think that slichas a few days before Rosh Hashanah is, you know, you got an elul, and then a few days before Rosh Hashanah there's an extra tefillah, just like Rosh Hashanah you have a long davening, and say shemit shuvah, it's a bit longer slichas, and Yom Kippur is a whole day. So okay, so a few days before Yom Tovim, before Rosh Hashanah, you say a few slichas. Dosh Deit over here, it seems to be saying something more than that. That hayyest is a halacha of asisem. That you gotta look at yourself as if you yourself are being brought up on the mizbeach. You yourself are bringing yourself as a korban. It's not like a regular yontov. So therefore, you gotta check yourself out. How do you check yourself out? Through tefillah, by doing tshuva. The tefillah is not just tamazay. You know, before Rosh Hashanah, you got to be moisif tefillahs. It's a tefillah that has in it something that you look at yourself in order whether you are right to be brought ki'ilu a korban on the mizbeach of Hashem. There's a moedik gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Tanis. I think. Negea to all of us. Shuv Maisa Rabbi Lezer, Gvaldige Gemara, Shiyarad Lifnei Ateva. Rabbi Lezer, there was a gezeira, there was no rain. So there's no rain. So there's certain halachas after a few months that there's no rain. So you bring the people out to the city, to the main kikar, to the main center of the city, and they fast. And there's all kinds of tefillahs you say. The Belezer was a tanna. He was Yorad Lefnei Tevi. He was the Baal tefillah. Va'omar Chof Dalad Brachos. And he said 24 brachas, v'leinana. He wasn't answered. Rain didn't come down. Yored Rav Akiva Acharot. Rav Akiva came down afterwards. And he went to the Amud. Va'oma Avinu Malkeinu, Inlanu Melech Ela Oto, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Fenocha. 48 Avinu Malkeinus. Umiyad Nana. And Miyad Nana, he was answered straight away. So what happens? You see, Rabbi Akiva was answered. So the kibbutz was answered. And Rabbi Lezer, who was his Rebbe, wasn't answered. Kisvurim Ma'am, the people started talking. Started talking to themselves. You see, somebody's bigger, he's bigger than the other one. Shizeh Godel Mizeh, he starts saying, look at Habakkuk. Take a look, the Rebbe, the Talmud is bigger than the Rebbe. The Rebbe wasn't answered. And Rabbi Kiva went down, he said 48 Avinu Malkeinus. And he was answered, the rain. Kisvurim Ma'am, Shizeh Godel Mizeh. Yotzus of Basko. A Basko went out. Va'amro, Leibib Nish says, Godel Mizeh, not because one is greater than the other, Ela Shazeh Mave Al Midoisov, Zeh Einri Mave Al Midoisov. Not because Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer was his Rebbe, Ela Nish Zeh Godel Mizeh, Ela Shazeh Mave Al Midoisov, Zeh Einri Mave Al Midoisov. Now what does Mave Al Midoisov mean? Mavel Midoisov means Pashtus Yilana Pshat. For somebody who's Mavata for somebody else. He's an Onov, he's Machnia, he doesn't stand up for his Midas. That's Pashtus Pshat Yilana Mavel Midoisov. Rebellion brings down an Eitz Yosef. Moiludika Pshat in Mavel Midoisov. I think this is Nagir to every one of us. It puts us up, puts us in a different, in a whole different light towards Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gaelim. He was a Ger. Rabbi Akiva was an Amoris till 40. Never learned. Umidoisov, Oyelim Shochem Acham Midoisov Oyesov. His Midas. He wasn't coming from a father who was a Tzaddik, grandfather was a Tzaddik. His yichus wasn't so great. And he had to work much harder in order to be who he was, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that he should be the Mekabel HaTorah, that he should be the one to take Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, sort of. He thought Rabbi Akiva is so great that he should be the one to give Torah. That's how much how Rabbi Kiva worked for himself. Our Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was a Tana. His father was an Adam Gadol. Midoisiv ha'neilodim imay. His midas that he got from his parents were be'etzem toiv. He didn't have to work so hard to change himself. V'lohoyah tzorach lahave aleim. He didn't have to work on them. U'l'shavram to break them. K'may Rabbi Kiva. He didn't have to work. So therefore when Rabbi Kiva, when he went to the Amud, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Midah Keneged Midah, you worked on your Midas, you worked on your Midas that you became a total different person, therefore I will be Mavel, my Midas, says Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll control my cast on Klal Yisrael, I'll control everything that I have against Klal Yisrael, even though they're doing Averus, and I'll have Rachmanis on them. Because you of such a person that got up and davened in front of me, and you're the person that broke everything that you naturally had, you got a koyach midah keneged midah. Maridika Gemara. Rebellion brings down from the Blazer Shlevitz, who was a Talmud of the Sol Salanta, that he heard from the Sol Salanta that in today's generation we have much more Siyata Dishmaya than the previous generations. Because in the previous generations it was much more naturally Yerushalayim. So today, since the doyer is so porous, since the doyer is so, there's so many nisyanis, somebody who's yeah sitting and learning, somebody who's yeah willing to sit down and learn and be an Ovid Hashem, he has much more siyata dishmaya. you take a look at this tomorrow, Rabbi Akiva. If you think about it, we, Be'etzem, have a Meridika tool to come to Rosh Hashanah with. The culture that we come from, the Nisyonis that we come from, what we've done, what we've seen, what we talk about, what we think about, we're coming from a total non-Toyodika Yiddish society. Yeah, on the way we've done mitzvahs and we've done perhaps learnt a bit here and there, but Be'etzem we're fagoished. We're a bechina from Rabbi Akiva, 40 years old, who came with no yichus and amoritz, and broke everything that he came from. Rabbi Akiva, 40 years old, said, "If you give me a Talmud Chacham, anashchenu kenochosh. If you give me a Talmud Chacham, I'll bite him." He hated Bnei Torah. Perhaps in our sense, we could say he hated yeshiva life. He didn't like these bank fetchers. He hated Lakewood, what it stands for. He felt there were a bunch of fakers, says Rashi. That's what Rashi says on the pshat of why he hated Hamid HaChomim. He came with Goisha Fagoshta Midas, because that was his culture. He was out in the fields, he was out on the streets. He wasn't part of the base of Medrash Dika Avira. And yet, Rabbi Akiva managed to break everything. And then at Chilo, he was answered. You want to know why? Because from where he was coming from, the Gabi the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mida Keneged Mida, I broke where I'm coming from, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam can have Rachmanos, and even though we're over Avera, Mida Keneged Mida. Think about it. We're all in that matzah today. We don't realize we're coming to Rosh Hashanah with a Meridik at all. We gave up the comforts of America. We gave up the whole society. We gave up everything. For what? To come and suffer in a yeshiva. To come and listen to a Musa Shmuz. To come and sit down and learn. You're forced by it. Half the rules I don't want to keep. Pain in the neck. You're shoving God down my throat. And yet we're still here. And we're willing to go through with it. Do you understand where you're holding? What kind of koyach do you have to come to Rosh Hashanah? When you stand by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you stand and daven by the Ribbono Shel Olam, what a koyach you have that Ribbono Shel Olam will answer your tefillahs. Because you can turn around to Ribbono Shel Olam and say, "I came, I gave up all my culture, I'm trying to get away from the schmutz of America, I'm willing to break certain middas." Mida connected Mida. Ribbono Shel Olam will take a look at us and say, "Gevaldik, here we are. This is Rabbi Akiva from the generation of 2,000 years. The Siyata Dishmai that you could get, Mikoyach of your tefillah, Mida connected Mida is unbelievable." No, so why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? There's one small ingredient that we might be missing that could change, even though we're not changed. We're going to walk into Rosh Hashanah, the Shmein Shmutzke Kleina. We're walking into Slichas with making sure that Shabbos is washed off from us. We don't even understand why we're here tonight, some of us. And yet we're here. And by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's choshuv. I wanted to go somewhere else. I'm not interested in this. It's a pain in the neck. And yet I'm here. There's something that the Rebbeinu Shlalom is machshiv that we're giving up. And we don't realize the koyach that we have. That even though we don't want it, but we do want it, we're fighting it. But that's be'etzim what we want. Do you know what that koyach has by the Rebbeinu Shlalom? Do you know when you stand by Rosh Hashanah, midah keneged midah, the Rebbeinu Shlalom will say, you know what? Forget about the past. If this kid is coming from Treif America, this kid is willing to give up chukos avosov. He naturally doesn't have avos hatorah. He naturally doesn't understand what we want from him, and he's still willing to go for it. I'm willing to go for him. But there's one small ingredient that we're missing. The Chavetz Chaim Shmuel Halofen over there. He's over there. Laser down there behind me. Before I say Hakdoma, the Chavetz Chaim gives Hakdoma. Shmuel's Haloshon. Let me say a word from rebellion. The pasuk says in Mizbach Havonim Kase, if you make a mizbeach for the Rebbeinu Shlalom from stones, you're not allowed to. The halacha is you're not allowed to put a knife, bring a knife. You're not allowed to a sword, anything that's metal on the mizbeach. The reason, say Chazal, because Mizbeach is supposed to lengthen your days. And Barzel represents killing. And killing is Makatsev. Therefore, the halacha is, you don't, ain't Katega Nasa Sanega. The, how do you say it in English? Katega Nasa Sanega. The prosecutor can't be the defense, whatever. Abba, Hayestat, the Mizbeach is there for Arichas Yomim. The Barzel represents Kitzur Yomov, shorten your life. Two go long, go together. She says, Bizman Hazeh, Tfila is B'mokim Mizbeach. Tfila is B'mokim Mizbeach. The mouth is the koyach that you can have Tfila. But the mouth has a koyach that can be Makatzur Yomov as well. Lashon Hara, Achilas, Nivul Peh, any Devorim Asurim is Makatsa Yomov. Zokta Ein Kategen Nasa Sanega. The Koyach HaTfila that you have with your mouth, if in the same mouth your Moitzi from that mouth, Dvorim Asurim, whether it's Nivul Peh, whether it's Latzonus, whether it's Lashon Hara, whatever it is, that mouth can't be a Mizbeach, because the same Mizbeach can't have on it Barzel, which is Makatsa Yomov. There's a Zoya. The Chavetz Chaim brings down a Meredik Zoya. Says the Zoya. I'm not going to read out the whole Lashon, but the Zoya says like this. By the Moshul, a person sits and learns or he davens. So he brought out Divrei Kedusha from his mouth. A few minutes later, he brings out Divrei Nevola from his mouth. Says the Zohar that the Ruach, the Malach that's created through the Divrei Nivul Peh, doesn't let the Divrei Kedusha go all the way up to where it's supposed to go. The Zohar says that it stops any Divrei Kedusha going all the way up. Why? Because it got stuck in the way. Every tefillah is supposed to go to its makor, it's supposed to go to its mokim. And every tefillah is supposed to tu'oif what it's supposed to tu'oif. The minute that there's tumah coming out from the same mouth, says the Zohar, it stops the tefillah and it stops your Torah going to the same, to the right place. Halei nira ba'alu mizeh kodesh. Shekola divrei ha-Torah u'tfilah shelonu. All the Torah and tefillah that we have, who oimid ba'avit, standing in mid-air, ve'ein oil man, it doesn't go up. Ume'ein yovei ezrosenu, where's our help going to come from? Because it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Because it got stuck halfway. The tumah stops the kedusha going up. Our tefillah don't get answered because we use the same mouth that we use divrei nevola. We use for tefillah. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh that the kedushas ha-Torah should go to its mochin. It's not shaykh that tefillah should go up. It gets stuck halfway. It's verstopft. A lady once came to the Chofetz Chaim and asked the Chofetz Chaim that she had a cholam. The halacha is, if you have a bad cholam, you mechuyev to fast. So Chofetz Chaim says, fast? You'll tu'oif much more with a tanis dibur. Because the whole tachlis, he brings down a geras hagra. I don't know if you ever heard this loshna, a geras hagra. A meridika loshen. The Adyei Moise, until his this is the Igeres, the famous letter that the Goyen wrote. Tzorech Adam Lis Yase, a person has to go through Yisurim, not with Tanesim, Rak Beresim Pivu B'Tavosoi, Vezehu Tshuva, only by keeping his mouth shut. Vezeh Yosim Mikola Tanesim V'Sigufim V'Oilom. This is worth more than all the Tanesim and all the Yisurim that you're going to have in the world. V'Chol Rega V'Rega, every minute, She'odom Choysim Piv, that person keeps his mouth shut. Zeicher b'shviloi, he zeicher because of it. La'or hagonos, the hidden light. She'ein malach ubi yechayim l'shoyer. That even a malach can't even understand it. I'll be massive the scha. Ubezei yechupa loy kol ovin. With that, you'll have a kapor on every avera. Shem epiv l'shene shem mitzoras nafshoy. And the groin goes weiter. Kol omel adam lefiu, the pasuk. The whole omel of a person is the fiu, is only for his mouth. That's why he was brought down to be amelus on his mouth. Omel chachomim, she kol mitzvaysu v'sayreysu shel adam. All the mitzvahs and the Torah of a person ain't a mastic. It's not going to help him. The moshe meitzim yipiv, what he's going to bring out from his mouth. Mom nosi shel adam. That means you could sit and learn, you could sit and daven. Calls a man, you don't have a pair knocky, you don't have a clean mouth, it's garnish and healthy. Nothing's going to help you. The whole kafakela is, how do I explain it, the seven madrigas in Gehenna. Kafakela is the sixth madriga. It's where the neshama, after he dies, is thrown from one end to the other end, he never has manucha. Kafakela is only because hevel pishel dvorim b'teilem. Forget about Dvarim Asurim, says the Goyim. Like Latzonus, Machlekus, Klolus, speaking in davening. And that, Sorach Leiret, Mishoel Mata Harba Moed. There, Kapakela, it's not even enough. I'll call Elu Sorach Leiret, Mishoel Mata, the Epshel Hashai, you can't even imagine the amount of Yisurim and sorrows that a person suffers because of one dibu. It's a one dibu nivul peh. It's a famous meiser from Chaim Berlin. When a bitzel petriger was nifta, he made a t'nai, nobody should give a hesked on him. And Chaim Berlin got up. Chaim Berlin said that there's two kinds of hespedim. There's a hesked where you give shvach, and there's also b'chi, where you're supposed to cry over the nifta. He says, I'm going to say things that are b'chi, but not a hesped. And he gave a whole hesped. On Friday night, the Witzel Petterbiger came to Reb Chaim Berlin in the Cholom, in the dream, and he said to Reb Chaim Berlin, Yishkoyach, it was the Seder. And he asked him, what's going on upstairs? And the Witzel Petterbiger said to him, tell me the Chachomim get away with certain things. Somebody who was Kolei Torah. Now we're talking about Reb Yitzchak Petterberg, who was a Yid. I think Kol Cheshbon is that probably a good 2/3 of his life he didn't speak. Elul, Kamine Kelm, didn't speak from Elul all the way through until Yom Kippur. I think every Monday and Thursday he also was Nayag not to speak. You make a cheshbon, about 2/3 of his life he wasn't speaking. And he said, of one thing you should know, on Devorim Asurim, he said, you've got no musug what goes on upstairs. He says, that's the worst, and it's unbelievable. The chayma, the chayma of Dibu in Yenavot. Then he left, and the Chaim said over the Maisa the next day, we have a koyach mitzad echot. We are b'pchinas Reb Akiva. We come along to Rosh Hashanah, b'pchinas Reb Akiva. Ma'avel midoysof. We gave up so much. But will it, by the Rebbeinu Shalom, you have no idea how choshuv we are when we stand by Rosh Hashanah. Midah keneged midah. Rebbeinu Shalom says, you gave up, I'll give up. You came here b'mesiras nefesh. You willing to break your midas, you bring all your chalimus of what you can really have, the hanos of Eilam Hazeh, you were willing to break. And you came to a yeshiva. However much you hate being here, I'm still here, and I'm willing to go for it, I'm willing to try. By the way, Shulam is so choshuv. That's choshuv that Nena Tchila, Reb Elezer, who was his Rebbe, bigger than him, couldn't get answered. But he got up and said, Avinu Malkeinu, he was answered. We have a Muradika Koyach. Mitad Sheini, we kill it. We kill it. Our Koyach, with our pair, that we use, the Latsonas, the Divrei Nevola that comes out of our mouths, kills our whole Koyach. If Rabbi Feilson has to come to me this week and say to me, you should be Ma'ira Shtikl, the little pears, it's too much already for me. And this is talking about a Rebbe in a yeshiva that doesn't go around the dormitories. He just from the base of Medrash to the bus stop, and he's telling Tanya, say, I said that we don't even realize half the time how bad our Loshon is. We forget about Loshon Hara and Rechilas. I'm not even going into that. We don't even realize that our whole Sprach, the way we talk, is so fargoished that we have to talk like the shkatzes that we listen to on the tapes. And we don't realize that with that koyach that we're doing, we're killing everything that we have to come towards Rosh Hashanah. We don't even have to do any tshuva in order to get answered. Because we're coming here with such baggage, telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'pchinas Reb Akiva, that we gave up, we were ma'avel midosof. We were ma'avel midosof. We gave up everything, so you give up. Give us a good year. And Rabbi Yisrael says, no problem. We've got just one problem. Tefillah is machin mizbeach. On the mizbeach, you can't have dover basil. You can't have something that makes shortens your life. You've got one problem. The same mouth that you're talking to me with, you're talking to Rina Vola. Doesn't work. Nothing gets answered. Mitzad Echad, we had it so easy. There's 4 days of slichas. Well, the minig is that one, if Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday, on the Shabbos, it's a whole week. But the inyan of slichas is v'asisem. We have to change ourselves, because we're the ones who are being brought up on the Mizbeach. We're the Korban. We're not bringing a behemoth now. It's not the Ikraftem, it's v'asisem. We have to be. We have to change. We could change our whole Koyach HaTfilah in 1 minute. Just to be more careful what comes out of our mouth than the ammunition that we came to this yeshiva with, the ammunition that we gave up, the ammunition that we're giving up a life of luxuries, the ammunition that we have it so hard sitting by a Gemara. You think the Ribbono Shel Olam is not machshiv how hard it is that we break ourselves another half an hour, and we're all suffering from all different types of why we can't sit by the Gemara, and yet we still try an hour or an hour and a half, and we still throw in. Do you know what ammunition we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam? We're tzaddikim, but we're killing it. We don't have to do too much in order to make sure that our tefillahs work. Res and piv, just to hold back a few days. The yeshiva every year used to work on, used to do it during Aseres and Meitshuva. But I wanted this year to start already from first night slichas. Makes an inyan of yesh koina olamo b'shoa achas. You can be koina your olamo, your olam, in 1 hour. And therefore, everybody over the last few years was always makabel an hour from today till after Yom Kippur, 1 hour a day, where he is makpid that day, that hour, he makes sure there's no lashon hara, there's no lechilas, there's no latzonas, there's no mutzi shemra, there's no nivel peh, there's no normal expressions that goes on in the dining room or even in the Beis HaMedrash. That hour is kodesh l'Hashem. That hour gives us the ammunition that we came to Eretz Yisrael with, a koyach for Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is makabalit. And Adrabba, when a tzibur does it together, it has a much bigger koyach. The Chofetz Chaim used to be makbid that when there was a kabbalah in the yeshiva, everybody signed their name. Because why, the inyan of everybody signing their name gives a koyach of a tzibur, which has a much bigger koyach by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And sometimes if you're part of a tzibur, even though there's a gezeira on a yochid, because you're part of the tzibur, you get through. Therefore, there'll be a notice put up later with Yesh Koina Ilamoy, Shah Achas, with that you being a kabbal, each one of us I'm a kabbal an hour a day, and don't give me these hours when I'm gonna be sleeping, and don't make chochmas, because you're playing with fire. We have it so easy, Mitzad Echad. We will be b'chinas Rabbi Akiva. And Mitzad Sheni, we throw it all away. And we can turn it around so easily if we come to our Rosh Hashanah, if we go through an Aseres Yemei Teshuva and a Yom Kippur with an hour that everybody was makabel, and as a tzibur we were makabel that hour is Kodesh Kadoshim. Didn't tell you to make a Tanis dibur. If you make a Tanis Pshayit, you're going to be careful what comes out of your mouth. That hour, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, has such a koyach that even if we didn't do proper tshuva, but the Va'asisem, that when we come, we will, when we say, Avinu Malkeinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam will answer us.